How to Read Minds. After speaking with hundreds of thousands of business owners, I have a more holistic view of those I can best serve and those I most want to work with. There are certain things they say that make my ears stand up, and I know I can help them by the way they talk about the pain they're experiencing. And once you've spoken with enough of your ideal clients, you'll also have the same sixth sense. Once you master messaging, you'll know exactly what to say to trigger their intrigue buttons so they want to become a client. Now, here are the three main pain points that I solve. Category one, just sold. I just sold my business. Now what? Now, what's going on inside their head is, what I really want to do is, or the reason I was doing what I was doing so that I could, or I have all the money I need. I want to create bigger impact, more purpose, and do something that's lifestyle compatible without so many moving parts. I want simplicity. I want elegance. But I'm not ready to retire. I have more in me for another act or two. I'm bored. I'm ready for my act two, three, four, five, but I'm not sure what I should do next. What do you think I should do, Mike? Those are magical words, by the way. Now, category two are seeking to maximize revenue. Here's someone who says, I know I'm leaving money on the table. I want to 10x my revenue so I can sell my products and services for a higher price to a better customer. What's going on inside their head is, how do I get my message out there? How do I go big and grow an audience? How do I become more relevant? How do I monetize this vision beyond my company? We want to grow our business 10x or more. We have a great steak, but we lack sizzle. We have a great product to sell, but I know we aren't charging what it's worth, and our messaging and positioning is off. Or we're looking for ways to create MRR, that's monthly recurring revenue, or turn our IP, our intellectual property, into new products, services, or passive income. Now, category three, I've outgrown my current business. As I like to say, this happened to me. I've outgrown who I am, what I do, why I do it, and who I do it for. I'm stuck. I'm bored. I've forgotten how to think big or think outside the box. I'm depressed, suicidal. I'm afraid to admit this to anyone around me because I don't want to scare them away or admit that I don't have all the answers. I'm supposed to be the leader. I'm pigeonholed into category X when I'm capable of doing so much more. Now, what's going on inside their head is, as a founder or CEO, I don't feel valued in my own organization. I've evolved as a human being, and I want to express myself creativity. I've evolved as a human being, and I want to express myself creatively and be valued for who I am versus what I do know or appear to be. I want to grow this business and sell it so that I can create my next act, okay? Now you have three strategies that you can stack to help you define the perfect people you want to be a hero to. And you start with the simplest. Now you have three strategies that you can stack to help you define the perfect people you want to be a hero to. Start with the simplest exercise and map out the demographics and psychographics of your favorite people, your favorite clients, and add dimension to that exercise by creating your perfect prospect profile. If you have the experience to amplify that profile, use the pain approach. Once you have a detailed description of your market, you can use these assets in a number of ways, from onboarding team members to preparing marketing collateral. Our next step is to figure out how you're gonna make some cash.